Thomas chapter 2, Mishnah 7. Shnaim shekitshu shtei ach Yosef. Two unrelated men, right? Married two sisters. And ze einu yedah as a kiddush, veze einu yedah as a kiddush. And they don't know which one they married. Neither man knows which woman he actually married. So in this case, ze nosnen shnei getim, veze nosnen shnei getim. They each have to give each of the women a get. It's the only way of getting out of the mess. They can't just take one of the women, because perhaps she's a married woman. And even if the one guy gets divorced first, so the other guy can't take, he can't take the other woman, because it might be a woman that he has it might be the wife of his, the sister of his wife. Might be the sister of his wife. So there's no way of getting out of this, and they each have to give get to both of the women. And that's the only way that they can unscramble that mess. Meiso, okay, next case, what happens? Two guys take two sisters, and they don't know which one they married, same case, but now they die. Before they can give them gets, they die. Right? Lezeach v'lezeach, and they've each got one brother. So the brother now, so you've got these two surviving brothers, and you've got these two widowed sisters, but they don't know which one they're supposed to do yibum with. Right, and which one was their late brother's wife? They don't know. So in this case over here, ze chalitz lishtem ve ze chalitz lishtem. They each have to do chalitza with both of the women. The only way of getting out of it is for each of the surviving brothers to do chalitza with each of these two women. Leze echad leze shnaim, same case, but to the one brother, he's got one deceased brother. He's got one surviving brother. But the other guy, he's got two surviving brothers. Okay? So Hayachid Cholitz Lishtam, so the guy he's the single surviving brother, he has to do chalitza with both of these women. It's the only way of getting out of the mess. So he gives each one of them chalitza. But the other two brothers on the other side. So those two, Ashnim, Echad Cholitz ve'Echad Meyabam. The first one does Chalitza, and once the first brother's done Chalitza, this was a case we had in the last Mishnah, the second brother can now marry the other sister. Why? Because once the first brother's done Chalitza, so either that was the person he was supposed to do Chalitza with, and the bond is severed, and then the other brother can marry the other sister like a normal marriage. Or if that wasn't the person he was supposed to do chalitza with, the other brother can still marry the other sister as his yevama. He could do yibum with her. You see that? So either way, once the first brother's done chalitza, the second brother can then marry the second sister, and it'll work out. Okay. Kadvu v'kansu, if they both marry them, ein mutzin miyadam, we don't make them get divorced. If the two brothers marry the two sisters, now they shouldn't have done that. The one should have done chalitza and the other one should have done yibum. They don't do that. They just go and they marry them. So we don't force them to get divorced. Why don't we force them to get divorced? We actually mentioned this yesterday's Mishnah. Because there's a doubt. Maybe they are allowed to be married, actually. And because there's a doubt, that doubt is enough to leave them married. So we don't force them to get divorced. Okay, next case. It's getting more and more complicated. You're holding on. Lezeshnaim v'lezeshnaim. So you've got each of the brothers has got two surviving brothers. Okay, now you could actually work this out by yourself. Right? You could actually work this one out by yourself. Why? Because of the... So you've got two surviving brothers on each side, and you've got the two sisters. So one of the surviving brothers does chalitza with the one woman, and the other surviving brother can marry the other woman. That's what we just said. And on the other side, he'll do chalitza with the one woman, and he'll marry the other woman. You see that? So they both done chalitza with one and married the other one. On this side, you'll do chalitza with the same one and then marry the other one. So in that way, they've both done chalitza with one. Each pair of brothers has done chalitza with one and married the other one. But obviously the reverse, because they're not going to end up married to the same woman. They're going to end up married to the other sister. So the way the Mishnah puts it is, Echav shel zeh cholatz la'achas. The one brother does chalitza with the one woman. The achiv shel zeh cholatz la'achas, and the one of the brothers on the other side does chalitza with the other woman. And then achiv shel zeh, his brother, miyabam chalitza shel zeh, he then can marry the woman that is the brother didn't do chalitza with the other woman, and then on the other side, v'achiv shel zeh miyavim chalitza shel zeh. Okay, kad mishnayim v'chaltzu. If the two brothers come and they don't ask the court, you know what they do? They just do chalitza with two of the women. So they break the bond. Lo yevamu hashnim. So then you can't do yibum over there, because once they've done chalitza, so that's done. What's done is done. And even though one of them could have married the other woman, but they went and they both did chalitza with one of the women, so the bond's definitely severed, and they don't do anything. So on the other side, they can still do chalitza with one and yibum with one on the other side, the other two brothers. So these two brothers, right? These two brothers, they just come and they just do chalitza with both of the two sisters. So that's done, done and dusted on that side. Nothing more to do. The other two brothers, they can. The first one can do chalitza with one of them, and the second one can do yibum with the other one. So that side can do it as normally. And then finishes off the Mishnah, Kadmu v'kansu, if the other side come along and they marry them, ain moitzin me'adam. Again, we don't have to get them divorced, because there's a doubt, because of the doubt. We've said it before, that the doubt is enough that we can leave them married and we don't force them to get divorced.